Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we have an inspiring and thought-provoking topic to delve into. We'll be exploring the key insights from Simon Sinek's best-selling book, Leaders Eat Last. This book takes us on a journey through the world of leadership, human biology, and the profound impact of fostering a culture of trust, cooperation, and selflessness within organizations. Leaders Eat Last by Simon Sinek is a compelling exploration of leadership, human biology, and the profound impact of fostering a culture of trust, cooperation, and selflessness within organizations. Sinek, a renowned leadership expert and motivational speaker, delves deep into the dynamics that drive successful and sustainable leadership. The book begins with a powerful anecdote, drawing attention to the concept that leaders should prioritize the well-being of their team members, just as a tribe of hunter-gatherers prioritizes the protection and sustenance of its members. Sinek posits that the role of leaders is not only to lead but also to serve and protect their teams, and this philosophy sets the stage for the book's central thesis. Sinek explores the biology and neurochemistry behind human behavior within organizations, emphasizing the significance of the feel-good hormone, oxytocin. He argues that trust and cooperation within a group stimulate the release of oxytocin, creating a sense of belonging and camaraderie. This, in turn, leads to greater teamwork, increased morale, and improved performance. Drawing on real-world examples from a wide range of industries, Sinek illustrates how leaders who prioritize the well-being of their employees create a circle of safety, a culture where individuals feel valued and protected. This circle of safety encourages innovation, risk-taking, and a long-term commitment to the organization. Sinek emphasizes that leadership is not about rank or authority but about taking responsibility for the well-being of those in one's care. He introduces the concept of the infinite game, where leaders focus on the long-term vision and values of their organizations rather than short-term wins and losses. Leaders who play the infinite game are more likely to achieve lasting success and make a positive impact on their teams and society as a whole. Throughout the book, Sinek offers practical advice and strategies for leaders to implement in their organizations, such as building trust, fostering a sense of purpose, and creating a culture of empathy. He also highlights the importance of ethical leadership and the consequences of leaders who prioritize personal gain over the well-being of their teams. As the narrative unfolds, readers gain a profound understanding of how leadership can shape the destiny of organizations and the lives of those they lead. Leaders Eat Last challenges conventional notions of leadership and urges readers to embrace a more human-centric approach to leading and managing people. In conclusion, Simon Sinek's Leaders Eat Last is a thought-provoking and insightful exploration of leadership principles that can transform not only businesses but also the lives of individuals. With a blend of science, psychology, and real-world examples, Sinek makes a compelling case for leadership that prioritizes the well-being and growth of its team members, ultimately leading to success in the infinite game of leadership and life. This book serves as a valuable resource for anyone seeking to become a more effective and compassionate leader. Let's dive into the chapter-by-chapter summary. Chapter 1, Our Need to Feel Safe. In this opening chapter, Simon Sinek delves into the primal human instinct for safety and security. He explains how this instinct is deeply ingrained in our biology and psychology. Sinek argues that in the modern workplace, this instinct manifests as a desire for a circle of safety, where individuals feel protected and valued within their organization. Sinek contrasts the military, where leaders prioritize the well-being of their troops, with corporate cultures where profit and self-interest often take precedence over the needs of employees. He emphasizes that effective leaders prioritize the safety and welfare of their teams, and in doing so, they foster trust and loyalty. This chapter sets the stage for the book's overarching message that leadership is about serving and protecting those under one's charge. Chapter 2, The Courage to Do the Right Thing. Chapter 2 takes a closer look at the concept of servant leadership. Sinek illustrates his point with the inspiring story of Captain William Swenson, a Medal of Honor recipient who displayed exceptional bravery and selflessness on the battlefield. Swenson's actions exemplify the idea that true leaders are willing to put themselves in harm's way to protect and serve their teams. Sinek argues that ethical leadership is essential. Leaders must be willing to make difficult decisions that prioritize the well-being of their people over personal gain or comfort. He emphasizes the importance of integrity and honesty in leadership, as these qualities inspire trust and loyalty among team members. This chapter underscores the idea that leadership isn't about titles or power, but about the courage to do what's right for the greater good. Chapter 3, Trust and Belonging. Chapter 3 focuses on two critical elements of successful organizations: trust and belonging. Sinek explores how trust is earned over time through consistent actions and behaviors. He stresses that leaders play a pivotal role in cultivating trust by creating an environment where employees feel valued and secure. Additionally, Sinek delves into the concept of belonging and how it contributes to a healthy organizational culture. When individuals feel like they belong to a group, they are more likely to be engaged, committed, and motivated. Leaders are responsible for fostering this sense of belonging by promoting inclusivity and positive interactions within their teams. Throughout these first three chapters, Sinek lays the foundation for his core message: effective leadership involves prioritizing the well-being of those you lead, creating a safe and trusting environment, and fostering a sense of belonging. By doing so, leaders can inspire their teams to achieve remarkable results and build resilient organizations. Chapter 4. How a Tipping Point Tips. Chapter 4 discusses the concept of the tipping point within organizations. Sinek explains that every group, whether it's a company, community, or society, has a tipping point beyond which trust and cooperation can break down. He draws from historical examples, such as the financial crisis of 2008, to illustrate how a lack of trust and accountability can lead to catastrophic consequences. Sinek emphasizes the importance of leadership in maintaining a culture of trust and cooperation within an organization, helping it avoid reaching the tipping point. Chapter 5, The Biggest Challenge Is You. In this chapter, Sinek explores the role of leadership in fostering a culture of selflessness. He argues that leaders should lead by example and be willing to make personal sacrifices for the benefit of their teams. Sinek also delves into the concept of the circle of safety and how leaders who prioritize their team's safety and well-being can inspire trust and loyalty. He highlights the need for leaders to check their egos and focus on the greater good. Chapter 6, The Courage to Pick People First. Chapter 6 discusses the importance of putting people first in leadership. Sinek argues that leaders should prioritize the well-being of their team members over profits or personal gain. He shares examples from companies like Southwest Airlines and Yusa, which have built successful cultures by valuing their employees and putting them first. Sinek stresses that leaders who prioritize people not only create a more positive work environment but also drive better results in the long run. Chapter 7, The Power of Authenticity. Authenticity is a central theme in this chapter. Sinek emphasizes that true leaders are authentic in their actions and communication. They don't hide their vulnerabilities or weaknesses but embrace them. Authentic leaders build trust by being honest and transparent with their teams. Sinek provides examples of leaders like Nelson Mandela and Bob Chapman, who exemplify authenticity in their leadership styles. Chapter 8, Taking Care of Our Own. Chapter 8 delves into the idea of leadership as a responsibility to take care of those under one's charge. Sinek discusses the importance of leaders looking out for the physical and emotional well-being of their team members. He provides examples of companies that prioritize the health and safety of their employees, such as Costco and Zappos. Sinek argues that when leaders prioritize taking care of their people, it creates a sense of loyalty and commitment among employees. Chapter 9, A Society of Addicts. This chapter explores the impact of modern technology and social media on human relationships and leadership. Sinek argues that digital addiction, driven by social media and smartphones, has eroded face-to-face interactions and hindered genuine connections. He emphasizes the importance of leaders setting boundaries for technology use within their organizations to foster more meaningful and authentic relationships. Chapter 10, The Courage to Do the Right Thing. Again, Chapter 10 revisits the theme of courage in leadership. Sinek discusses how leaders should be willing to stand up for what is right, even in the face of adversity. He shares stories of leaders who demonstrated moral courage, such as Martin Luther King Jr. and Viktor Frankl. Sinek underscores that true leaders are guided by strong principles and values, and they have the courage to act on them, regardless of the challenges they may encounter. These chapters collectively reinforce the idea that effective leadership involves authenticity, courage, and a deep commitment to the well-being of those being led. Sinek uses a blend of historical examples and contemporary anecdotes to illustrate his points, providing readers with valuable insights into the qualities and actions of great leaders. Leaders Eat Last doesn't just offer insights, it provides practical applications for leaders looking to create a culture of trust and cooperation within their organizations. 1. Prioritize the well-being of your team. Leaders should prioritize the well-being of their team members by creating a safe and supportive work environment, providing opportunities for personal and professional growth, and ensuring that their basic needs are met. 2. Lead with empathy. Leaders should lead with empathy by understanding the perspective of their team members and showing that they care about their well-being. This can be done by listening actively, providing emotional support, and celebrating their successes. 3. Foster a sense of belonging. Leaders should foster a sense of belonging by creating a culture of inclusivity and diversity, promoting collaboration and teamwork, and encouraging open communication. 4. Create a clear sense of purpose. Leaders should create a clear sense of purpose by communicating their vision and values, and ensuring that everyone in the organization understands how their work contributes to the overall mission. 5. Lead by example. Leaders should lead by example by modeling the behavior they expect from their team members, being accountable for their actions, and demonstrating integrity and ethical behavior. By following these actionable steps, leaders can create a culture of trust, cooperation, and success that benefits both the organization and its team members. Let's reflect on the profound impact of Leaders Eat Last by Simon Sinek. This book challenges conventional notions of leadership and urges readers to embrace a more human-centric approach to leading and managing people. Some impactful quotes from the book include: "Leaders are the ones who run headfirst into the unknown. When we feel like we belong, we will naturally work together. The true price of leadership is the willingness to place the needs of others above your own. The role of the leader is not to come up with all the great ideas. The best leaders are the ones who are willing to serve. The responsibility of leadership is not to come up with all the ideas." As we conclude, remember these timeless lessons from Leaders Eat Last by Simon Sinek. Great leaders prioritize their employees' needs. Trust and cooperation are essential for success. Selfless leaders outperform self-interested ones. Empathy and communication are leadership cornerstones. Belonging and purpose drive motivation. Safe environments yield better results. Sacrifice is part of effective leadership. Leading by example inspires trust. Trust is built through consistent transparency. Strong culture ensures long-term success. Remember, true leaders prioritize the well-being of their team, because in the end, leaders eat last.